Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Amish Comedian, and this show is called Just Ask Amish. Today is Sunday, November the 21st. It is a full moon this evening, and I'm kind of wondering why my show always lands on full moons. Maybe they're every 28 days. Maybe my show is every week on the same day. Who knows? Anyways, I am here to answer your questions. Today's theme is accents. Please call in with a fake accent for a reading. You can be Scottish, you can be Irish. You could even call in with an alien accent if you want. Whatever tickles your fancy, that is what you can call in with. And if you're going to make up an accent, make up a name that goes with it. So if you're going to go with a South American accent, perhaps become Jose. Maybe if you're going to be Irish, you can go with Siobhan or Shane or something like that. Shawneen is an Irish name, too. So, tonight you can be whoever you want to be. Full moons are also times of endings. So if there's something that you want in your life to end, make sure you look at the moon and say, hey, I want this to end now. And then you can move on. So, the moon is there to work with you, and we are here for the moon as well. So we can do whatever we want to do. We can tell the moon what we want gone, or new moon is when we start something new. Anyways, I'm just going to look and see if there's anyone calling in. Oh, no one calling in. That's going to make for a very interesting radio. We have Paisley in the chat room. Nice to see you there, Paisley. We've got guest 5323. And that would be numerologically adding up to 13. 13's not such a bad number these days. Never really minded 13. Some people, they're a little skittish when it comes to the number 13. Renee is here as well. Welcome, Renee. Nice to see you in the chat. And just so you know, Renee, tonight is fake accent night. So if you've got a question, call in. Use an accent. If you're going to call in with a fake accent, you need to make up a fake name to go with that accent. For example, Diego from the show Go Diego Go. You can use Diego if you're going to use a Spanish accent. Dora, perhaps, if you're going to use a that sort of Spanish accent. So go for it. And hi, Skating Angel. I think that's Ellen, isn't it? Welcome to the show tonight, tonight's full moon show, and let's see what we've got going on. I've got a little sick boy. He's been sick for about 3 days, so, and I know Renee's got a sick boy too, so we've got a lot of sick boys going around. I think he's contained his vomiting to once per day, and he just had it, but if I have to rush off, it's because I gotta go get the bucket or something for him, poor little guy. So he... my husband emailed me and said Owen threw up on the dog and the dog ate it. Oh. But they were in a van going from Florida to Ontario, so I'm not sure how much fun that trip would have been. So good times were not in that 24-hour van ride, let me tell you. I myself am prone to motion sickness, but nothing like the flu and being on vacation. I know, poor little guy. And he's so tough about it, too. And he's got this fever going on, so he starts talking crazy talk a little, which is kind of funny. So, if I asked him right now to talk with an accent, I bet you he could. He'd probably do a perfect accent. So, let's see what we've got going on in the world. We've got a caller for area code 917. Hello, you're on the air with Amish. Do you have an accent?
Hello, love.
Hello.
This is Elizabeth.
What part of the world are you calling from?
Oh, jolly old England.
Oh, jolly old England. That is fantastic. And what's your name in England?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, what a perfect British name.
Yes. You can call me Queen or Your Highness.
Queen Elizabeth. Oh, I am so honored. And you're so in the news because of the engagement. Fantastic. I can't believe you're calling in. Queen Elizabeth, you're on all of our paper money. You know that, don't you?
Yes, dear. I am so worried about the prince.
Or
nice girl.
Do you approve of her?
Ah, she's a charming girl.
Well, that's, do you like her better than Diana?
We don't speak about Diana.
We don't. Oh, I'm sorry. I overstepped. You know, I have no couth. We don't know these things where I'm from. I can't believe I'm on the line with the Royal Highness. I am so honored. You know, do you have a psychic question for me tonight, Queen Elizabeth?
Yes, I'd like to ask a question for a friend of mine. I love my digs here at the palace, but my friend has to move. Can you tell me how my friend will do on her move?
On her move? I would love to tell you about your friend, Queen Elizabeth. Just let me check with myself intuitively as well as with my cards. Maybe I should have an accent, too. What's your favorite accent?
Oh, let's see. Oh, Scottish. I love those minimalist kilts.
Let me check the cards. You want man, right? Scottish man.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like a friend's move is quite a good choice. I feel that the surroundings are more congruent with what she's feeling at the moment. I feel that she's moving from a concrete jungle into sort of like Sherwood Forest. It's more of a move, and I'm seeing a lot more green around her. And as you know, we like the green. We also like our marmalade.
I have to congratulate you. I can't do those R's. Oh, that was fantastic.
I feel that there will be a move. The move will be fall to winter, if it's not already happened. There will be a balance of power within this. There will be a balance within her. However, there will be perhaps another move coming in the summer.
Yeah.
This is just a stepping stone.
Well, laugh. That was wonderful. I'm sorry, I can't keep up the accent. I think you're probably right on. I have to move as of December 1st, and I still haven't found anything. But it sounds promising, according to you, that I'll still be able to get something.
There will, and the next move, the one in the summer, will be fantastic. But this one, it'll be better for you. It'll be a healthier environment. Either there's going to be more plants, trees, bushes, more greenery around, which is what you need right now. You need a little bit more grounding energy.
Yeah. No, and you're right. I am in a concrete jungle. You are 100% right.
Okay. Well, you know, I love talking to you, Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, you're a lovely lass. It's been wonderful chatting.
Well, I've got another caller waiting, but if you think of another question or another accent, feel free to call in. Aye?
Thank you. Thank you. Bye, love.
Bye, Queen. Ta-da. I love accent shows. Okay. Area code 308, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello, what accent are you using tonight?
Okay, I'm going to try for some Southern. Hello, y'all.
Oh, what's your Southern name, lassie?
Roxy.
Roxy.
Yeah.
That sounds a little New York to me.
I can't. You know, if I was reading to my classroom right now, I can do a Southern accent like no other. But put me on the spot, and I can't do it.
Well, dang, try it. As well as you can.
This is fun, though.
What can I do for you tonight, Roxy?
Oh, I was just wondering. I have not visited with an old friend for about 8 weeks now, and his name is Roger, and I'm just wondering if you see him contacting me at all or anything.
Roger, Roger is a solid name. An old friend contacting you. Okay. What I'm seeing right now is a lot. I can't do it with the accent because I'm not pulling it off. I see a lot of snow. Is Roger somewhere where there's snow?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I am seeing a lot of snow, so I am picking up him. Let's see, what's going on with Roger and Roxy besides the same alliteration names? Oh, Roger's a traveler. Roger likes to travel.
Mm-hmm.
There's a... He's seen... I'm getting that he's seen a lot of the world. He may have even been in Scotland himself. He's... There's also an element with him that he's undecided which way he wants to go.
Okay.
He's... He's really on the fence. He's wavering one way or the other. If you see any real movement from Roger, it's going to be, and you're not going to like this a lot because it's not too soon, but it's not too far. It's not a no either.
Okay.
When he gets off his duff, it will be... We're around next April or May.
Okay.
He sees he's in a holding pattern until then. He has to make some decisions. He will contact you. However, nothing will solidify until that point as he's still, which is good because there's things that he needs to figure out. And by pushing forward with it, you're not going to get the best Roger that you could get.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And yes, and that's why I'm just letting him just be. I mean, I am dating someone else and have been for a long time. It's just that he and I maintained a friendship because I basically raised his girls for 4 years, and now I haven't even heard anything from the girls. It's as if he's keeping them from me.
Well, there are things that he needs to figure out, and by staying away, you're doing the right thing. So once he figures his mind out, you'll hear from him next April, between April 20th and May 20th.
Okay.
And it'll be a positive development for you.
Okay. That
because you're a good lass. You're a good lass for him. And you continue to move on with your life. You're doing the right thing. You're not putting yourself in a holding pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
And you have to have that forward-moving momentum. That's what you're doing. You're doing the correct thing.
Okay. All right, Amish. Well, thank you. I will just continue listening from the internet then.
Okay. Thank you, Roxy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, now we've got zero callers in the queue. So if y'all want to call in, you can call in with the 347-994-3895. And it is up at night now. There is a French-Canadian accent you could use. Now, let me see if I can do a French-Canadian. What's going on? A, if you use A a lot, that you could be, you have a Canadian accent if you wanted. There's lots of other accents out there. I'm not a big fan of too many accents. I really like the Scottish one. It seems to be my favorite. What else do I like? I like a nice Spanish accent's nice. Those Italian accents really nice. Scottish is a little harsh, but you know, they've got such a great sense of humor, keen sense of humor. Oh, Spinach does the most amazing accents. He can be Jose from Guatemala. He can be, I can't remember what his name was when he was the Australian. He does a marvelous accent. I haven't heard from him lately, so maybe I think if he knew it was accent night, he'd be calling in for sure. Because he loves the accents. So, let's see. So, Renee, what kind of accent would you do, Renee? Let's look at the chat room. I'm going to pick cards for everyone, because that's what I do when I'm waiting for the calls, waiting for the calls. There's New York accents. I thought the southern one was a good idea. If your dog could talk, how would it talk? That's an accent as well. And I think it would have a lot of, that's how dogs talk. I don't have anything really deep to tell you today. I'm starting to read a book by Marcel Pitt called The Core Balanced Diet. Got it at Hay House. Hay House is having a huge sale, or was having a huge sale. They were selling books for $1. You know, if you lived in the States, the shipping was free. It was I think it was like Merry Christmas to people who like Hay House. I've got a few other books, too. I got one by my favorite author about metaphysical things. It's Alan Cohen. And it's a lot of his quotes and things that he's heard from other people that have been very inspirational, which is great because sometimes you hear what other people have to say and you think, wow, that makes so much sense. Okay, so we'll start at the bottom with Skating Angel. I got a card for you, the King of Wands, which is usually the Aries card. So either I'm picking up that you've got an Aryan temperament, or there will be something significant happening for you in the time of Aries, which is the end of March through to the 20th, I believe, of April. And it's actually going to be good fortune for you. There will be some money coming your way. So just hang tight, and around April, you'll find a little bit of a financial windfall. Not a ton of money, but enough to make you more comfortable. So that is for Skating Angel. Now let's see what we've got for Paisley. Ooh, Paisley, you got the Gemini card. So you're all getting a period of time. That's great. And with the Gemini card, so I'm getting that something for you is going to happen. Unfortunately, it's something that you think you want that's going to be coming forward to you in Gemini, which I believe is the end of May, most of June. Something that you believe that you want. However, when you end up receiving this or obtaining this, it could be something that you're actually striving for at work as well. You're going to find out that it's not exactly what you wanted. So there is time to change it. So be very clear on your intentions and what it is that you want. Because I am seeing that once you get it, you're going to say, hey, this isn't really what I wanted. It's not going to be a big deal, but you're going to be disappointed with it. Okay, now, let's see. We've got guest 5380 who's sleeping. Oh, you're welcome, Skating Angel. Well, I guess I should put the ones I already picked back into the pile in case someone else needs to get those, too. All right, let's see if I can pull off a French-Canadian accent for this. So this is for guest 5380. Okay, everybody's getting some sort of sun card. Okay, so the Page of Wands, I believe, is Sagittarius. So, and I believe we're just heading into Sagittarius. So, hey, if guests can get back to me and confirm whether or not this happens, that will be fine. Now, guest, I am feeling that you're feeling very alone at the moment. By alone, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily physically alone. Yeah, it is Sagittarius, so this is going to transpire between November 22nd and 21st. You need some time to really, not so much gather strength, but to figure out which direction you're headed into. There is some wisdom that's going to be coming your way that's going to sort of set you alight in a certain direction, but before you can get to that point, and this will happen between November 22nd and December 20th, you're going to find that you're being illuminated. But this is only going to be done if you spend some time alone. And I'm being impressed with the word meditating. You need to meditate and get in touch with your higher self. Because outwardly, you give the impression that you know what you want, but inwardly, you're still on the fence about which direction you want to go in. So you need to figure that out, and you will do it before Christmas. It's just you need to be spending that time alone listening to yourself and not listening to others. So sounds like a nice introspective period of time for you, guest. Okay, and we've got Renee. Let us see what we have here. Oh, Renee. Sweet Renee. I don't know what accent that was. Very, very sweet. Sweet like Turkish delight. Oh, I like the second card. The first card, I'm getting a lot of pain around the shoulders because you are carrying a lot of responsibility for other people. It's like everyone sort of looks to you to get things done, and it's right now, normally you embrace it, but now you want to sort of give them wings so that they can start to take on some more of the responsibilities that you I don't know if it has to do with the holidays. I'm just thinking that it may have to do with the holidays. It's not that you're overwhelmed, but you want to lighten your load. And I see a lot of travel coming up for you. I see a lot of travel coming up for you. Oh, all I can do is revert to Scottish. Damn. I wish I could pick another one. Okay. So we've got a travel. And I do see more. I know you've got a trip coming up next summer, but I see more overseas. So I do see you going. It could be as far as Scotland, or even as far as somewhere in South America. It's going to be a different continent, so it won't be North America. So get that passport ready because there's some trips coming your way, and you're going to love the people that you go on these trips with. I even see you maybe doing a motor coach tour of Italy. It's going to bring you, you're going to be going to places and going, hey, I really remember this place, but I've never been here before, and it's going to be great for you. But, you know, let go of some of that burden of Christmas and holidays and that sort of thing. Pass it off to someone else or just show them how to do it. And, you know, and they'll happily do it because you're not a control freak, so it's not like you have to do it all. And they want to be able to help as well. So, you know, something that you've normally done, just say, you know, sister, brother, whoever, do you mind doing that this now because I'm done with this? Okay, and maybe shake it up, or maybe have some sort of, you know, let's have a trade of tasks or something like that so that it's not all ending up on your shoulders. Okay, so let's go on to Connor. Okay, so, oh, he's got the two people card as well. I'm feeling that he's got some decisions to make as well in terms of which direction he wants to go in. I don't think he's quite settled yet on where he's going in terms of his education. I feel that he thinks that he wants to be going in one direction, but he's going to be drawn to another direction. He should really go with where he's being guided. Because in his head, it makes sense, but he's going to find, if he goes in this other direction, things will come a lot easier for him. It may be a total shift of majors for the next semester, something like that, coming his way. I see this decision being made in January. I don't know if that's when his next semester starts, or at some point in December. So he's going to make a shift really quickly. And it's not entirely unlike what he's doing now, but it's he needs to, you know, kind of sense where the universe is trying to send him. Now, is he a Virgo? I know there's a 12-second delay on this, but I'm not sure if Connor, is he a Virgo at all? Do, 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 12 seconds. Here, I'll count to 12 in German. Ein, zwei, drei, vier. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. So maybe Connor is a Gemini. Okay, well, there's probably someone who just came into his life that maybe passed something on to him who is a Virgo, or he has something significant happen between August 23rd and September 22nd, and that really is changing his course. And this is one of the attributes to why he's, you know, of the mixed mind. And it's not so much his mind. His mind is set on one thing, but the universe wants him to go somewhere else. So I'm asking, they're not giving me a direction because it's something that he needs to figure out for himself. They're just showing me clouds. So I don't know if that means anything to him, but they're showing me these big fluffy white clouds. So I'll leave that in your capable hands, Renee. It's one of the Scotsmen speaking German. Yeah, sometimes that happens. Okay, so we had someone come in, and they left, and now we have Sylvia Slipstream. We'll pick something out for her. Oh, let me check. Oh, we got a caller. Let's go with the caller. Hello, area code 951. You're on the line.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I wanted to see if you can give me any insight into a long-term romantic relationship, if you pick anything up for me.
Okay. Tonight you got to call in with an accent. Can you do an accent?
I don't know. What
have you ever done one before?
No. No,
okay.
Not at all.
If you were going to do an accent, what country have you always wanted to go to?
Let's see, what country? France.
Oh, a French accent. Oh,
I know
French
how to say bonjour, madame. I know how to say that.
Bonjour. What
bonjour,
is a nice
madame.
French name? What's a French name, a good French name? Geneviève, can we call you Geneviève?
Yes.
Okay,
Jean.
Okay. No, c'est bon. C'est bon would be, that's good. C'est bon.
C'est bon.
Yes. Oui. So, Geneviève, relationships. Geneviève.
Yeah.
That's
good. Nice. I like that name.
It's lovely. You know what? Go to bars, use it. You can thank me later. Queen of Pentacles, we all need a fake personality sometimes.
That's right.
Geneviève, I see you, how does one say, having a relationship, you will be meeting someone or get serious about them between January 20th to February 19th. In the sign of Aquarius, this person will be financially stable, and this is the person that you will end up falling in love with. If you're currently in a relationship, if the man is not very well off, you are in the wrong relationship.
No relationship at all at this point, so that's
okay.
Good. New beginnings for me.
New beginnings, the January, so perfect time to meet someone, say, in the new year, c'est ça?
Mm-hmm.
And c'est bon, that would be c'est bon. I will go back to my cards, I just had to let Le Chat out. Le Chat would be the cat. Le chien would be the puppy.
Oh, wow.
Un minute. Okay. Let's tell her more about her man. Le homme. Is there someone in particular that you are thinking about?
No, there's no one. So this person would definitely be totally new. There's no one in my life at this point at all.
See, I see you, I don't know if you have already done this, but you are looking to see what it is that you really want.
Mm-hmm.
You have the world in your hand. You're supported by two staffs, and you are deciding what it is that Geneviève wants in this lifetime. Does she want security? I'm leaning towards right now you want security.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very true. But you do not need to just have security. You can also have fun. You can also have passion, says the French say, passion. You can have someone who intellectually stimulates you. So just don't settle for security. Settle for the whole. And you do not have to say, okay, well, you know, is this so important to me that I have security, or if I have fun, I have to choose one or the other. You can choose them all.
Right, exactly. Yes, I want them all. You're right. Okay. Anything you can tell me about the gentleman? You say I meet him in January, between January and February?
Yes, that is when the relationship becomes serious. He may be involved in the legal profession, perhaps lawyer, perhaps police officer, could even be some sort of paralegal type position. I would lean toward perhaps with the financial stability, he could be a long-tenured, maybe perhaps detective, perhaps a lawyer, something that has a stable, secure income coming in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So do not, the card I pulled for his characteristics was justice. So if you look back after you meet him and see where you can find the justice in him, he may have just been through something to do with the law too. I do not see him incarcerated, but there may have been, he may have been in a lawsuit or something to that effect. But something that the justice card prevails when it comes to his characteristics, and I lean toward that it is his a current line of work.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how I meet him or what he looks like?
What he looks like. The first impression I got is he's not a tall man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little. I pick up on maybe a 5'8" to 5'10", darker hair, a little on the heavy side, but you know, pleasant face, very hygienic. So is that what they say? Hygienic, very clean cut, very cute. You will find him cute. You will not say he is striking. You will say he is cute.
Okay. Okay. And do you know how I meet him, the circumstances of the meeting?
9 out of 10 times, no one can tell you that because it affects, that it's something that can totally be affected by your mindset.
Okay.
Most people, you put that in their brain, the preconception is that, and they start seeking it out, and it throws off the dynamics of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Yeah. It's not that we can't see it. It's just that there's certain things we can't know because then our brains just start pouring over it and throwing things out. What I feel is when you will stop one day and you will go either a different way or stop at some place you've maybe not stopped at before, and it'll come because it'll be you falling in line with the universe and following your guidance, your inner guidance.
Okay.
So if you're,
I was just wondering if it was something that was maybe internet situation or was it more
no,
personal?
It's not internet.
Okay.
It's a face-to-face.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't say get off the internet, but I'm not seeing it as an internet meeting, no.
Right. Okay.
Unless you went to a meetup or something like that, when
mm-hmm.
something that you're interested in, and that person happened, you met them there. That's the only way you would meet them through the internet, is that you
right,
happen
but
to
not,
be.
Yeah, but not per se internet dating, like on
an online
dating site. Okay.
No, because he's not someone that you would initially be physically attracted to through a picture. He doesn't
okay.
photograph well, but when you see him, it's his aura that you're attracted to.
Okay. Yeah.
So, which is why internet dating doesn't work.
Right.
Because
I agree. I haven't been having any luck.
No, and it's not to say, no, don't do it, because I think going out and meeting new people, because say you went on an internet date with someone, they would say, you know what? You know, I like you and everything, but I don't like you that way. But I've got a friend that you would really like.
Right.
Like that would probably work, but I don't see you as making a connection directly with that person on the internet. And I do see it as more of a like you're standing in line or donating blood or something, where you just, you're waiting and just strike up a conversation.
Okay.
So
okay.
Keep up the online stuff because, you know, it's kind of funny. I bet you've got lots of stories to tell. Do you have a lot of stories about it?
Oh, wow. Oh, please. Yes. I can go on and on. It's so annoying.
Okay. For everyone, try in your best French accent to tell your best, okay, the best person who misled you. Like, what did they say they were and what were they really?
Who me? Well, you know what?
Yeah.
For me, it's more, this is what I find when I go on the internet. I get either one extreme to the next extreme. Either I meet gentlemen who wanted to marry me yesterday and know nothing about me, or I meet the ones who are so interested in knowing me but never follow through. It's just, it's awful. You know, like
so
they'll get something. Yeah, they'll get something started. They may talk to you once or twice, and then they fall off the face of the earth. You never hear from them again. Or you got the ones that's talking about marrying you, and they don't even know what your first name is, let alone your last name. So it's crazy. Very annoying.
So you haven't actually had anyone misrepresent themselves?
Well, I never get as far as, I mean, I never get too far, you know, because I'm turned off when they say that they, you know, they talking about getting married and they don't know me. You know, when they act like they're so in love initially, that turns me off, so I'm not interested. And then the ones that I am interested in, you know, I may talk to them twice and then they disappear because they're on to all the other million people on the internet. So, you know, I never get anything going long enough.
So you're not actually meeting them. You're just chatting with
right.
them.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, okay, all right.
You never get
yeah,
that
I always think those ones that want to get into your face right away. You know what? What's the rush? You always got to be suspicious.
I do have people who like, let's meet, and I'm like, have I even talked to you on the telephone yet? And I'm like, no, I'm not interested in meeting somebody right away like that. They don't want to get to know each other. They just want to meet you right away so they can eliminate you, I guess, if they're not attracted to you. I don't know what the deal is, but I don't like it. So that's why I'm thinking internet is not working for me.
That's not your thing.
It's just not working. So I always felt that when I get ready to meet somebody for a serious relationship, I always felt that I'm sure I will meet them offline and nothing to do with the computer.
No, I don't. Yeah, I feel that. I think that, you know, maybe initially you'll chat back. You'll meet each other face-to-face first. He may be a little bit busy with whatever line of work it is that he has, and you may just correspond by email at first, and then it'll get serious from there. But there will be a physical meeting and interaction.
Initial. Right,
yeah.
That's what I always wondered. I kind of felt that in my own little intuition, but I wasn't quite sure.
See, you're right. See, listen to yourself more, Genevieve. Genevieve, listen to your heart.
I will.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Good evening in French. Whoa, what's good evening? It sounds like skating angel nose. Okay, good evening would be bonne nuit. Good night. Bonne nuit
to you.
Bonne nuit. Take bon care. Bye bye, Genevieve.
Bye bye.
C'est bon. Okay, so we want a guest 24, 29. So 24 would be 34. Whatever. Okay, you want a reading too. Guest 24, 29, do you have a question or do you just want general reading, eh? Now I'm flipped into a French-Canadian accent. Eh? Eh? Let's see. It's time for our guest 24, 29. Bonsoir, beautiful, c'est bon. Bon ami. Isn't that bon ami, good friend? Vingt-quatre. 29 would be 29, Versailles. Okay, relationship, you too, guest, we will give you a guest. What nationality in the chat room do you want to use your accent? You pick a 951. I thought I already talked to you. Oh, well, I'll pick you up again. Okay. We will call guest 2429. We will give Hector. Hector will be your name. Right now, in your relationship, you are carrying the burden. So much like Renee, not so much burden, but you do most of the work, most of the planning, most of the everything. It's sort of you wish that you could, but in a sense, I feel that you need to control it. You are more in a controlling position within this relationship, that he or she waits for you to say what you want before making a decision. What you are looking for is not to have to make all of the decisions. You want to have the freedom to just do what the other person wants to do, not always have to be on the decision-making end of it. However, that is something that you will have to initiate, as this dynamic has now become that you are in control of the relationship. However, there are some things within the relationship that you have been working on, tending to, and it is time for that to come to fruition. It's time for you to reap what you have sown. You have been doing work within the relationship. Now it's time for you to celebrate the work that you have done. So I do feel that there is an issue of control here. I do feel that you have been working on letting the control go. Your partner has been working on picking up the slack and the reins, and now it will come to where it is more of an equitable relationship as opposed to you being in control all of the time. Guest, does that make sense to you? Oh, Pepe Le Pew. Hey, mon chéri, moi, 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 why you run away so fast, moi, moi, moi. Wow, that was my favorite Looney Tune. Okay, so guest, I need a little confirmation of whether or not I was on the right track. Am I off the track? On the track? I'm on the track. No response. Ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn, elf, 12 seconds, we're good. Okay, so obviously it resonated. Okay, so we've got the, yes, mwah, 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 mwah. Okay, we got anyone new in here? We've got Sonia Skater Wireless. Okay, beaucoup merci. C'est bon. Et tout brute. Okay, we have got Wireless. Let's just do a reading for Wireless, although they have not asked. Oh, wait, wait. There was no caller. Okay, the caller did hang up, so I think that was the Jean-Vieve who called in before. Okay. Oh, we have area code 918. You're on the line.
Yes. I have to have an accent. Is that right?
A southern accent?
Whatever. No. Ja, sprechen Sie Deutsch? Ja.
Oh, da, das ist gut.
Was German?
Ich wollte du.
Ja. Nein.
I can't remember how to say what is your name in German, though. But you got to pick a German name, okay, Gretchen?
Just take it. It's Hanna.
Hanna! See? Gut, das ist gut, Hanna. What is your question, Hanna?
I've been having problems with anger with people who provoke it in me, yeah, and I carry it in my stomach like a little atomic bomb. No, not like that. It's more like just like this ball of like tension that gets stuck in my stomach, and because I can't react the way I primarily would love to react. Like how you have to deal with people in any job situation. You have to keep your cool. And so I just have a hard time just not allowing people. Wait, I lost my accent. I have a hard time not allowing people to affect me and try hard not to, yeah. I'm getting better.
Das ist gut, das ist gut.
Ja.
The what has come to me right off the bat is you have a lot, Hannah, you have a lot of healing qualities, much like a physician. You are more of a spiritual healer. You have a lot of energy within you. What happens when there are people that you particularly work with in the work environment, it's a little bit more difficult because you can't heal them. You have to just get along. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. So the rage that you feel, and as a healer, because you are someone who is, the anger is understandable, and it's warranted. There is something called rage work. Have you ever done it before?
No.
No. What happens is, and, you know, it's like the equivalent of punching out a pillow. But, you know, you find a place, and you don't have to do it right then and there. You know, just take a couple deep breaths. Something called, there's two things that you need to learn. Detachment, realizing it's their issue, not yours. Don't let them provoke you or push your buttons, right?
Right.
And
I'm thinking of putting a rubber band around my wrist, you know, or trying something like that and snapping it every time I get the feeling where I just want to just tell them how I feel, but I can't, you know.
Yeah, well, we had a one place that I worked, we didn't all get along very well, but we all had access to the internet. There was something called justatip.com, and if someone didn't like it, it was totally anonymous, they would say, "You're a bad dresser and a bitch." And they would send it to you.
Perfect. That's usually the kind of things they say to me.
No one likes you.
No, no. I work around children who are adolescents who are obviously coming from families that are verbally abusive, and so I get a lot of the downfall. You know, a lot of the, what do you call it? What happens after an atomic bomb? Radiation stuff comes down. I get that. I get a lot of that.
Well, if you can learn this detachment, you're, you know, off to the races if you want to stay in that position. If you can't learn detachment, you can't be around those people anymore because it's just going to eat away at you. But if you can say, okay, that's their shit, not mine, and it's like compassion. You understand where they're coming from. And really, it isn't personal. It's not. Their rage is their rage, and their anger is their anger. When you bring it on to yourself, you're attaching to them, which is not what you want to do. You want to say, okay, here's my job. Here's what I'm here to do. I'm just going to do it. And the rage work, it's part of, you know, doing spiritual healing is if there's, and, but normally it's not in regards to people that you're working with so much, because a lot of the times that you want a quick fix when someone says something that's really starting to piss you off. You want to be able to deal with it right then. But when you do that, you're just, you know, getting involved, not detaching from it. I'm trying to think of who's got a good book on detachment. I think, have you ever read Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth?
No, but it sounds interesting.
It's about the ego, because when we start to get angry at what people are doing to us, it's our ego getting involved. We're taking it everything very personally. But he writes about it. You can skip through and pick the chapters that you find most relevant to you. And he explains why it doesn't make sense to be like that in a very eloquent way, where it says, you know, that's where they're coming from. If you allow them to affect you, then, you know, you're really giving them the control. You really need to be more in the flow and listen to your inner promptings, listen to your guides and guidance, which I believe you can do, because I do get a lot of that healing quality from you. So I think that you're very in tune with your body. You're very in tune with other people's physical needs. And for the most part, emotional needs as well. So it's just tapping into that. And once you can do that, I don't know if you've, have you ever taken a healing course at all?
No, I haven't. No.
You know, are you in a, like a metropolitan area?
No.
No? Okay.
Far away.
Well, that sort of sucks because there's not a lot of jobs there either, is there? Once you're in a smaller town, you take what you can get. I feel that if you found something, because I think you can learn healing online or just invest in it, because once you heal yourself as well at the same time when you're learning to heal other people. And once you can observe these people from this detached position, it'll make your life a lot easier. And really, that's what you want, is a lot easier, right?
Yes. And I, well, see, I'm just concerned about my health because it took me a long time to realize why I was always so tired when I came home after work and why I was getting colds all the time and just not feeling very good. And it's because I'm harboring a lot of this anger,
mm-hmm.
and resentment towards this treatment in my stomach, in my body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you get angry, it's like adrenaline starts to go. And if you don't have outlet for that adrenaline, then it gets stuck in your body, and it's not good for you. So it's
mm-hmm.
like, okay, well, I need more physical activity, obviously. You know, I think that would help. So,
well, that helps. That rage work I was talking about as well, if you Google it online, because there's like 400 different ways to do it, it's basically you sit there, you kind of imagine who it is that you're angry with, and, you know, you just have at it. If you want to physically throw punches in the air with your hands, then have at it. Whatever makes you more comfortable. If you want to scream, you scream. You just get it out, because you'll find, and if you feel yourself pushing at them with the words, it actually does end up being very cathartic for you. You know, the belly thing is just stress, and it's stress because you feel powerless in this situation. You feel that you can't express yourself, and it's just sitting there.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
I've
discovered that the powerlessness is just an illusion.
It's
just an illusion that I tell myself, you know.
That's right.
I'm powerless, or I can't do anything about this, or whatever, and it's an illusion.
It is.
Know?
But it's a hard, tough one to get over. Like, detachment is one of the toughest lessons to learn. Like, look at how many people, especially people that you work with, they're all into the drama. Everything's got to be drama, 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 drama. So they're always trying to bring you into the drama, which is not how we're supposed to live. We're supposed to live in the flow, not creating drama minute by minute, day by day basis. So by just looking at things from a different stance, instead of looking things right straight on, like, imagine yourself when you're in this situation, don't react. Don't ever react. Just float above, look at it, and say, okay, and you'll find that intuitively you can see where they're coming from. And after years of being in customer service, you can usually talk them down or talk them around a situation by just, you know, focusing your question on what you know the root of the problem is.
Well, usually by just being really nice to them, too, kind of diffuses whatever hostility they're harboring, you know, that they're not even aware of half the time, you know.
But you'll find a
kind of
healer, being nice is one thing, but if you can start to get them and go the next step and get them to question, okay, why am I angry about this, or why am I upset about this, you're actually helping them to heal, because now they're questioning the way they're reacting to something. So and
mm-hmm.
you're still being nice, but you're actually, you know, really being a light worker because you're helping them to heal.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, there is nice, and then there's, you know, getting them to, you know, open up and look inside themselves. So, and don't feel guilty. Like, you can't fix everyone, but they can fix themselves just by you dropping a few choice words or asking a few questions, and not in a confrontational way, just in a way like, you know, I'm curious, you know, have you thought of this or why, what caused you to think this way? Just, you know, just in a non-confrontational way, and just say, and let them cogitate on that and say, hey, you know what? I don't know why I'm reacting in this way because X, Y, and Z, so. And 9 out of 10 times, you know, then they're on the road. But read that book because it'll really help you with the ego and the detachment thing, and you'll find that your anger will dissipate. Now, the belly, I don't know what happens once the belly fat's there. I don't think it goes away. I think it just sits there, so you may as well just start drinking wine.
Did you say belly fat?
Yeah.
How'd you know I had some of that?
Because we were talking about anger and stress and that sort of thing, and that's where it goes.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Okay.
You probably didn't have any before you started working.
I don't think I did. No, I didn't.
No, because that's where it goes. It has nothing to do with your diet, and no matter how much you exercise, it's not going away. It's just one night, your brain will start working in a different way, and you'll be more relaxed, and you're not going to internalize things as much, and then it'll just disappear on your own, on its own.
Yeah. I think that's already starting to happen, as a matter of fact. I do.
Good.
Yeah. Because I am feeling better and dealing with this in a better way, but I wanted to talk about it because I just kind of want to nip it in the butt and just kind of work on it and not allow it to affect me like it has anymore, because I feel like I put so much energy into my job. By the time I get home, I'm just exhausted, and all my energy is just sucked out of me. You know,
There's one other thing that I want to tell you, is because I did get, as a healer, I did get something for you as well. You have something called candidiasis, which is some form of yeast in you. If you gargle with apple cider vinegar once a day for the next 2 weeks and then drink a little bit of it once a day for the next 2 weeks, you'll get rid of it. That also causes the middle to swell. It also causes cravings for sugar and high starch foods. So it's not you, it's this candidiasis that's causing this. So if you can do that with the apple cider vinegar for the next 2 weeks, you should
apple
be fine.
Cider?
Apple cider vinegar.
Oh, apple, is it hard to, is it strong?
Oh, no, it's very strong, which is why if I'm gargling with it, I do mix it with water. And then, because you need it to get it out of your mouth, but it's also in your throat and your stomach. See, that's why you need to swallow about 2 tablespoons of it a day. It's very cheap, very effective. And if you've got any sort of rash around your mouth, that's what's causing it to. Just put a little bit on that, too.
All right. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Who's this author? I need to know.
Oh, it's Eckhart Tolle, E-C-K-H-A-R-T. T-T, and the last name is T-O-L-L-E.
Yeah, I've heard of this person. Okay.
And it's called A New Earth.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Wie geht's du, Hannah?
Yeah.
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 All right, you have a good evening. Guten Nacht.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so it's getting late. It's 9:58, and that's it for Accent Night. I think 90 seconds left. I think maybe we should do accents maybe once a month. So this is the third Sunday of the month, I believe. Yes, it's 21st. So third Sunday of the month is Accent Night in the Just Ask Amish chat room. So guten Nacht, all. Begrüßen, have a great week. Take care, and apple cider vinegar is great for you. Take care. Bye-bye.